Welcome to Quietly Confident Introverts, the podcast that empowers introverted women leaders and entrepreneurs to overcome self-doubt and build confidence to thrive. Together, we'll explore your unique strengths, help you create a presence in the marketplace, and build profitable, impactful businesses. It's time for introverted women to rise, and it starts right here. Let's dive in.
Welcome to another great episode of Quietly Confident Introvert, the podcast show that empowers introverted women in business and leadership to achieve their ambitions without settling for less than they desire and deserve. I'm so excited to come to you with another episode this week. And this week, our focus is going to be on knowing the early success factors in a business. And I'll be discussing seven of these factors. I know that they're very important, and I'll be sharing the lessons that I have learned. As usual, I want to say thank you for listening, thank you for sharing, and thank you for following. I want to also ask you that, if possible, could you go ahead and leave us a review? Because your review will help people to know the value that you're getting from the show and allow other people to benefit from it. And in that way, you are also making a difference. You know, my company is called Aspire, Transform, Inspire. And the idea is that I always aspire to inspire people. And through the transformations that I go through, sharing my transformation, helping clients transform, in return, clients themselves and people that I share with will share with others and use it as a catalyst to transform other people's lives as well. So I'm hoping that you will leave us a review, keep sharing our podcast with other people so that you too can inspire by doing so. So thank you very much for that. Like I said, today we'll be talking about seven startup success factors that introverted women in business need to know to actually create the right foundations to succeed in your business. My entrepreneurial journey took 15 years to get started. I have to say that if I knew what I know now, at least 20 years ago, I know that maybe things would be different. But you never know. You can't look back and think, oh, it could have been better. What you do, they say hindsight is a good thing. But now, the daily living, you have insights. And then as you go ahead, you use it to have foresight. So what I want to give to you today, especially if you're thinking of taking the leap and you are somebody who is in the corporate space and you're thinking of taking the leap right now, or perhaps you have taken the leap and are not so sure of what you're going to be doing, this gives you what I would call foresight, something that you can use. It gives you some insight so that you can use, because I am looking backwards now. And, you know, if I had somebody to say these things to me 15 years ago, to hold my hand, to help me, it would have made all the difference. And if I had learned the importance of focusing on the right things at the right time, building the right foundations in the right way, and developing the kind of business that I really wanted, then a lot of mistakes that I made, some of them very costly, I wouldn't have made them. But then, you know, one of the things that I like, there is a quote by Mel Robbins, and she says that you have been assigned this mountain so that you can show others it can be moved. So basically, I've had to move a few mountains, especially as an introvert. And for a while, I didn't recognize that some of my struggles could be linked to introversion as well. Having to navigate the world of entrepreneurship as an introvert, it did not occur to me that it would be as difficult as the corporate space. And it was just as difficult, if not even more difficult, because now I'm on my own and I'm having to figure things out. Whatever mountains I have been assigned and I have moved them, hopefully my pain and my struggle will amount to something for you as you listen to this podcast and you share it with others. So let me start with number one. Number one, in terms of the seven success factors, is no matter what, mind your business. Yes, mind your business. Stay away from the hype. Understand the foundations you need to run a successful business. Yeah, it's so important that you stay away from the hype. You stay away from the marketing hype. There's a lot of that. I say great marketers can sell shoes to a fish. Yeah, there was a time I wanted to do a sales training where I titled this selling shoes to a fish. Great marketers can do that so well. However, a lot of it can be fluff. And when you're starting out, it's so easy to get sucked in to what people are promising, how quickly they are promising that you get results, because you want to get on with it and really get the results very quickly. Very rarely do things happen as quickly as you might think. However, it's possible it could happen quickly. It might be that you already have the foundations well set up when you're in the corporate space. Well, just remember that a lot of the hype and a lot of the noise is to get your attention. And whoever gets your attention will also keep that retention of your actions, of your focus, and the things you need to do. So you need to be thinking long term instead of short term if you want to succeed. And the way to do that is to recognize that if entrepreneurship is something you are getting into to build a legacy, to fulfill your ambitions, then a short-term view and running after the quickest and fastest way will not always be sustainable. So let's say you're getting out of the corporate space and you want to set up your own business. The very important thing is making sure that you're asking yourself some key questions. Let me share some of them with you. Do I have a buffer to create the foundations without needing to be desperate and run back to a 9-to-5? Yes. So have you created a financial buffer for yourself? For me, it was important that my family was looked after, that they did not have to pick up any unnecessary risk because of my ambitions. And so I made sure that debts were cleared. I made sure that I had a buffer of savings. And so I also made sure that I had disciplined myself in my behaviors to know how I was going to spend this money. Having said that, as you get along, the money can run away very quickly. So the buffer is important. The second question is, do I have the right support in place to do what is needed to succeed in my business? So support is so important. And many people, because of ego, we kind of think, I can do it. I can go it alone. And we just get on with it. And truthfully, you can. It's just that they say, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others. And like I said, the long-term view, it means that you have to think about, who's going to support me? Who's going to mentor me? And entrepreneurship is a lonely space to be. Having somebody to bounce ideas off of, especially somebody who's qualified, that's so important. The third one is, have I chosen the right business that is aligned to my personality, strengths, and skills? Now, I chose coaching, I chose training, and I chose speaking. These things are truly aligned to my skills. This is one thing that I got right. I had the passion. I had the capabilities, the potential was within. And more, even now that I do test and I coach, I laser coach in 15 minutes and get people quick results. And that's because this is a strength zone, a genius zone. And I can tune into my intuition a lot as an introvert. So things that I do right now are linked to my strength. So ask yourself that question. The other one is, am I doing this to completely pivot to do something new that I have always wanted to do? Or do you know whether you want to bring in some new potential for yourself? That means you've got to give yourself time. You've got to understand that you've got to learn new skills. And it depends on your learning style and how quickly you learn. So that's the first bit. Number two is understand the business you are creating, your business model, and the essential skills you require. So if you're thinking about building a business, the business model consists of how you will bring that business to life, how you make sure that you make money, how you make sure that you can take care of the elements that are required to be taken care of. So what are those, some of those essential elements? We have marketing, we have sales, we have finance. Those are some of the essential elements. When you think about it, when you come out of the corporate space, you're known for something. So you have to create presence, a new presence in a different space now. So how do you create that presence? One of the key ways we cannot live without at the moment is social media. So how do you present yourself? How do you create messaging? And once you present yourself, you don't just present yourself. You don't just present yourself. You actually go ahead and position yourself. Positioning yourself is about how you're promoting yourself. So you'll not just be sharing your message. You'll be promoting whatever you are doing, promoting yourself as the go-to person, promoting the products and services that you want to sell, pricing it at the right price to give you that financial buffer and that financial success that you need. And then where are you going to place it? On and offline, and which communities, which platform? Those kind of questions. Those are the things that you need to ask yourself. The other thing that you need to ask yourself when it comes to understanding the business you're building is the performance and productivity requirements of what you're building. Because that's one of the things that caught me out. And if a lot of you see me talk passionately about my Win Your Day journal, it's because I have been through the pain and I understand how difficult it was for me to create performance and productivity and routines. For example, I'm doing this podcast and somehow I'm managing to do one after the other. I'm figuring it out and creating processes. It's not easy to be consistent. And what you want is understand the business that you're building and be consistent. Understand also that it's a journey, it's a process. And within that process, you have to also trust the process of your growth as long as you're doing new things. You have to recognize that you're going to have to build new habits that will help you with the business that you're building. So one of the quotes I really like is another one by Peter Drucker. And he says, nothing is less productive than to make more efficient what should not be done at all. So you need to eliminate waste, eliminate things that we need not be doing. Trust me, work occupies the time that you give it and the space that you give it. I've been on that journey. I've seen it happen. And you ask yourself, what did I do with the time? How did the time run away with me so much? You know, that is something that you have to think about. Yeah. So number three is to know your competition and to aim to be unique. A lot of times people say, don't compare yourself to the competition and leave it at that. Don't compare yourself. Just you are your own competition. They put out all those quotes. And that's fine. That's really fine. But guess what? It's not enough. It's not enough. When you don't compare yourself, it's a competitive world. It's competitive. There's nothing you can do about it. We're competing. Even siblings compete against each other. They compete for their parents' attention. A wife competes with her husband, you know, wife competes with her children for her husband's attention. And the children compete with their mom for their husband, for the dad's attention. The dad is competing with the children for the mom's attention. In life, competition happens. So it's how we define competition. And in business, this is rampant. There's nothing you can do about it. But what I say is, don't stop only at competition. Don't stop only at comparing yourself. Because when you only compare yourself without nothing else, then you feel overwhelmed. Imposter syndrome sets in. Your confidence gets a knock. So what you do is you contrast. Contrasting is seeking what your own uniqueness is, what your own difference is, where your strength zone is, where you can really make that difference. And when you do that, that means you are able to take that step to actually know what you are good at, what your genius zone is, so that you can focus on that. And that is so important. Point number four is to work on your emotions and master them. Because for introverts especially, rejection can be paralyzing. I think because extroverts have this ability to be very social and have a lot of friends. It's not that they don't struggle when they get rejected. But when you have loads and loads of people to choose from, it's so much easier. And when you are great at just moving from one relationship to the other, moving from one situation to the other, it's kind of easier for you to say, okay, that's fine. They rejected me. I can move on. And what I find is a lot of times many introverts, some extroverts are, but many introverts are regarded as highly sensitive people. And that therefore means that when you're highly sensitive, you tend to react and retreat when your emotions are affected. But what you got to do, they always say, again, you must have heard, that you have to develop the right mindset, an entrepreneurial mindset. Now, what is important to remember with mindset is that you have to break it down so that you have a strategy. So the first thing is belief. Belief is part of mindset. So belief in yourself and your potential, that is important. So even when you get knocked, you get rejected, you're able to be more resilient because you believe that you can do this. The second one is the behaviors and the habits. We've already talked about that in understanding the business that you're building, in productivity, in performance. So what are the habits and behaviors of success that you need to build? That is also a component of mindset. Then the final one is the attitude. And this is where you are managing emotions, you're managing failure when it happens and things that go wrong. And they say develop a tough skin. And this is what I find that you have to. You have to develop a tough skin to be able to be more resilient, to rise. A lot of times when you're doing something, even if people have done it before, well, because you have contrasted, you're probably looking for a different way. So you're creating something that doesn't already exist in the world. And that might take you time. You might fail a lot of times. And one quote I like is that success is having the capability to go from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm. So these are the components of actually mindset that you need to be mindful of, and recognizing that your emotions can paralyze and trip you up and cause you to shrink back. Once you recognize that, you are going to be managing it much better. The number five is focus on cash flow. So it's so important to understand that cash flow, whenever cash is flowing, energy will flow as well. Energy will follow. You have more energy because you entered into business to make money. Not making money can make life difficult. And you need to ask yourself upfront, whenever you're doing a lot of activities, is will this lead me to more cash? Will it lead me to having cash in my business? And to work on how you're going to develop your cash flow. And also, sometimes it's about burying your head in the sand and not knowing where your money is going to. And how your money is working for you, so that you can, you know, use that information to generate more, or to know what you're spending versus the return on the investment or the return on the spend. These are not things I felt like I was doing as well as I could have. I've had to adjust, I've had to learn, I've had to look at the way that I manage money and to look at my relationship with money as well. Because you want to, there is a phrase we used to have in the corporate space or in the accounting and financial terms where we talk about the cash cow. So you need to create assets within your business. And maybe one of them becomes the cash cow, the easier one. The cash cow is that one that is easier to generate a lot of income for you. And you've got to make sure that you nurture and look after and feed your cash cow so that it keeps generating income for you. But what is important to remember is that for the long-term view of your business, you need to be creating assets. And assets are things that keep having the capability to generate more and more income. And you need to be working on reducing your liabilities. So that's number five. Number six is to start with understanding your leadership capabilities and strengths and know what to develop. Many people tend to think leadership is not important, it's not necessary. But leadership, for me and many people, is that I have had to provide training for, and when I do my speeches, I say leadership is three things. It is influence, it is service excellence, and it is elevated thinking. So when you think about leadership in that way, you will be thinking about it. It is a foundational thing that you need to have. When I first started, it didn't matter. Oh, I'm not a leader. It doesn't matter. As time went on, I began to see that developing leadership skills do not discriminate. If you develop your leadership skills, some of the barriers you face in the world with networking, with influencing, with selling, with marketing, they get eroded by the ability to develop that elevated thinking, strategic thinking of how you're going to manage things. So leadership skills are very important. And as usual, one thing I have done is develop a couple of tools. If you want to do some checkout of yourself, you know, in the notes and in the comments along with this podcast, you will find some quizzes that I have created. And these quizzes are meant to help you to at least do a diagnostics of yourself, either of leadership, what I call executive presence. How do you present yourself in a leadership capability and what are your strengths? And also in terms of what are the challenges that might overwhelm you in a business sense and looking at yourself as you lay the foundations for your business. So those links will be there for you to select or for you to do all three and see where you come out and have that information that you can use. It's my gift to you. And it also helps me when I have conversations with clients, because you already have data about yourself that you didn't have before. And with that, when you book a call, it helps you to gain further clarity and leave with some tips and strategies that you can start to implement. And also it helps you to know where coaching can make a difference for you. Number seven is finding and sticking with the right community and network to grow along with them. When I first started, people approached me and put me in some great networks, but I got overwhelmed. I got lost in those networks and I retreated back. Later, when I wanted to get in, it was difficult. It now was more expensive and things had moved on. And it was quite discouraging to see that I had to pay more, at least 10 times more, to get back in those communities. So I'm saying that because my lesson can be a lesson for you. You need to carefully look at what community you are getting into. And once you get in there, take the time to be patient, to persevere, to try and work on being part of that community. Coming episodes, future episodes, I'll be bringing in some of my connections that I've made over the years, who are great at networking, who have some skills on networking, and they'll be sharing some tips with us. I'll also be sharing some things that I have learned painfully through the networking process. One of them also is not just learning about how to network, but knowing what you don't like about networking, what you don't like about community, because community is about belonging and you want to have psychological safety as well as know that you have safety in those numbers, because you can get support. You don't have people who are tripping all over each other, trying to compete all over each other for success. So you don't have people that are really there to backbite and stab you in the back. You want the right community. I remember that when I first started, I didn't want to be on my own. I'm a social introvert. I didn't used to be like that, but I learned being one of many, how much it helps. And I joined a community. Well, over time, that community grew and I got lost. When I got lost in there, I had to figure out, take a deep breath, step back and find my place again and find myself. Because when you get lost, you just don't lose your way, you lose yourself. So if you lose yourself, you've got to find yourself back again. That is so important. So when joining a community, recognize that. Like I said, this is a topic that I'll dive into to help introverts. I've learned a lot over the years that I am implementing in my business, in my life, is taking some adjustments, some adapting, because as an introvert, I do get weary of people. I get weary of peopling, and I'm sure that's the same thing for you too. So that's it. I wanted to share this. If you're at that space in your life, and especially as we are getting some people listening to this podcast who are in the entrepreneurial space. And again, I always advocate that even if you are in the workplace and you want to stay there, but you value being innovative, being creative, then you're probably an entrepreneur. And an entrepreneur can make a difference by behaving like an entrepreneur, but within another person's business. The difference is you're not taking up all the risks. Why you have to develop some of these success factors is because business is risky. It's risky business. And so the factors, the success factors that you develop are what we call, in my world of auditing, the controls. And controls are there to ensure that you achieve the objectives that you set out to achieve. So let's recount again the 7 startup success factors for introverted women in business. Number one, no matter what, mind your business and stay away from the fluff, noise, and distractions. Number two, understand the business you are creating. your business model and the essential skills that you require. Number three, know your competition and aim to be unique. Compare yourself to others, then immediately contrast your reality to theirs so that you can know your unique strengths and operate within your genius zone. Number four, work on your emotions and master them. Rejection can be paralyzing, but when you master your emotions, you develop emotional intelligence and resilience, and you have the right entrepreneurial mindset. Number five, focus on cash flow. Wherever cash flows, energy will also flow. And when you take care of the cash, you are able to have a long-term survival and stability. Number six, start with understanding your leadership capabilities and strengths and know what to develop and where you can grow and influence and make a difference. Number seven, finding and sticking with the right community or network helps you to grow alongside them and helps you to get support and be surrounded by support and also be inspired, where you can also use your gifts and your strengths to inspire others. I hope that you found all these tips very useful for you. If things get very hard in the beginning, which they do, and you want to quit, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about why you started. I want you to think about what you're trying to do in the world and understand that good things take time. Good things are hard, but good things also, when they're good, when they've been done well, they tend to last a long time. And ultimately, a lot of us get into entrepreneurship because we don't want to be working on the highway, driving on the highway. We want to carve out our own path. We want to leave a legacy. We want to also live a life of freedom. For most entrepreneurs, it is about developing the freedom to be, do, and have what they desire, or even more of what they desire or feel that they are capable of doing. So if it ever gets tough, here is a quote I want to leave with you as I end this episode. Success is not measured by what you accomplish, but by the opposition you have encountered and the courage with which you have maintained the struggle against overwhelming odds. Take care. Thank you. And the quote is by Orson Swett Marden. I'll say that again. Success is not measured by what you accomplish, but by the opposition you have encountered and the courage with which you have maintained the struggle against overwhelming odds. By Orson Marden. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful time, whatever you are up to building your business. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Quietly Confident Introverts. If you found today's discussion valuable, please subscribe, rate, review, and share the podcast with others. You can also connect with me, Patience Ogunbono, at The Visionary Introverted Woman. Until next time, stay confidently introverted.